Wisconsin Public Radio, Wisconsin Public Television, and the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute are rolling out the Spring 2016 Wisconsin Survey today. We will discuss the results and the issues about how Wisconsin voters are viewing the presidential race this hour and next. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, April 20th. We will begin our coverage with a look at who Wisconsin voters would like to see in the White House next year and what issues are most on their minds. We'll also look at some potential head-to-head matchups in the general election. And we'll wonder, who did you vote for in the Wisconsin primary election and why? And who is your preferred candidate? If your preferred candidate doesn't win the nomination, will you still vote in November for your party's eventual nominee? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our first guest. Wendy Scattergood is an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere. She is an associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute, and she works with us on these Wisconsin surveys every spring and every fall. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Good to have you back. So before we get into the issues and the results, give us the methodology, the 30-second nuts and bolts.
Sure. So we did a random sample of registered voters in Wisconsin, and that's both landline and cell phones. And we interviewed 616 people between April 12th and the 14th.
There we go, and we'll talk a little bit about demographics as we go along with these results. But I know we always get questions on how did you conduct this poll. So
sure.
There we go, and we have all of the results, by the way, posted on our website, wpr.org. So first off, among the survey respondents, 85% voted in the state's presidential primary. What does that tell you about the level of interest in this election cycle?
And as we know, the turnout was high as well. And that's where it's important to remember that we actually started with the population of registered voters. So, of course, they're going to be more likely to have voted in the primaries than if we were just to randomly call.
But it is we had a high interest, in part probably because Wisconsin mattered this time. And and also because we have a couple of unconventional candidates, I guess.
Yeah, and I also think, too, that we were kind of the first play after halftime, so to speak, that we had just had a lot of primaries all right in a row, and then there was like a little interim, and there was nothing really going on, and Wisconsin was the only thing. So it really had a lot to do for the candidates in terms of momentum and seeing, you know, who could sort of be first out of the gate right after that halftime kind of break.
Yeah, so our poll mirrors the results from the primary election. Respondents favored Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz and apparently voted accordingly. Let's start with Bernie Sanders. What do Wisconsinites like about Bernie Sanders?
Well, when we asked them an open-ended question, so they could really just say whatever they wanted, and we just type it almost exactly, and then we go back afterwards to try to look at, all right, what are some of the common themes that are going on here? And Sanders voters are definitely issues voters. Over half of Sanders voters mentioned an issue, whether it was that they sort of generally liked his viewpoints on different issues, but economy and jobs was what came out as the primary issue that they were voting on. Education, some of the civil rights and social rights issues, environment and climate change, and a little bit with health care and also support for unions.
Uh-huh. So only a little bit with health care. I'm wondering if there was much support for his democratic socialist ideas and concepts.
Some of the people that we sort of coded that as ideology. Mm-hmm. So you see that that came in as our number four issue for him, of people saying that it was because he was a Democrat or because he was a socialist. About 8% of Sanders voters mm-hmm. mentioned that. And there were a few people that talked about health care, but it was primarily mostly the jobs and general agreement with what he talked about.
What about the supporters of Hillary Clinton? Apparently, they used the word experienced to describe her. How important was that quality to Hillary Clinton voters in Wisconsin?
Right. Almost half of them mentioned that they felt that she was the most qualified or that her experience led her to be why they was their favorite candidate.
Yeah. Was gender a factor at all?
Yeah, it was, actually. There were about, of those, about 6 or 7% actually mentioned, particularly because it's time for a woman or that because she's a woman, those kinds of things came up.
Yeah. So did our poll results mirror even the percentage at the Wisconsin primary when it came to Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton?
They did, yeah. Mm-hmm. It came out close. We had Sanders ahead 58% and Clinton 42% in our sample. And then the actual outcome was 56.6 for Sanders and 43 for Clinton. So we're pretty darn close, which is always a huge relief.
Yeah. So turning to the Republican side, when you asked people what they liked about Ted Cruz, 42% of our respondents said he was the best candidate or the lesser of two evils.
Mm-hmm.
Does this tell us that the number one reason people were voting for Cruz is because he's not Trump?
Yes, and almost everything in there was because he was not Trump or the lesser of two evils. Within that category, only 13% of those responses actually said because he's the best candidate. So almost all of that 42% of the people who that was their reason for voting for Cruz was because he wasn't Trump.
Yeah. Well, and while Donald Trump didn't win Wisconsin's primary, he certainly still has supporters in the state. What did they say about why they support him?
Well, this probably won't surprise anybody, but 52% were on his different traits. So most of that category was because he's not a politician. So things like he's not a politician, he's going to shake up Washington, he's going to change things. A lot of people mentioned that he speaks his mind, that he's bold, and that he's a good leader.
Yeah. In another question you asked, is it more important for a president to have experience in government and politics, or is it more important for a president to have experience outside of government and politics? And what did we say to that?
So overall, we found that 51% say that it's more important to have experience in government than it is outside of government. But of course, when you break that down between the different people for who people voted for, it shouldn't be surprising that Trump voters, of course, 83% of them said that experience outside of government was important. And if you contrast that to Hillary Clinton voters, who said 85% think that government experience is more important. And even within Sanders, 76% say that government's more important. But then when you look at Ted Cruz, it's pretty even. 42% said that government experience was more important, and 39% said that non-government experience was important.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org if you have a question about the Wisconsin survey results or if you want to weigh in on your thoughts on the presidential race. Who did you vote for in Wisconsin's primary election and why? We have Chris in Columbus with us. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. I voted for Ted Cruz because he is not only the best candidate, but the only candidate that actually respects the Constitution. Trump, Sanders, and Clinton will all be oligarchs.
Did we ask about respecting the Constitution, Wendy?
That would have come out in the open ends, and we actually did see that a couple of times amongst the Cruz voters, and they talked about him being honest and that he was positive, and that they felt like he was going to uphold that. And I'm sort of curious to know what people mean by that, and what aspect of the Constitution that they're they're talking about when they say that?
Yeah, and Chris has dropped off, so we won't be able to know. But I think we you hear Ted Cruz talking about the Constitution when it comes to executive orders and such
right.
that he opposes that President Obama has issued and that kind of thing. I suppose
right.
that's part of it. But maybe somebody can tell us.
Yeah,
we have just a minute before our newscast. What about do we want a president who will stick to their convictions or one who is willing to compromise and work with the other party?
We definitely want one that's going to compromise with the other party. And what's interesting about that, too, is that even amongst Trump voters, a majority of 69% of Trump voters actually said that they preferred a candidate that was going to compromise. So we find that nationally as well, that we do really like that bipartisanship.
We will check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. When we come back, we will take a look at some possible head-to-head matchups in the general election. If the candidates were Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, what would happen then in Wisconsin? What would happen with you in the voting booth? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are also discussing the Spring 2016 Wisconsin Survey results. The Wisconsin Survey is a partnership among Wisconsin Public Radio, Wisconsin Public Television, and the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. We are rolling out the results starting this hour with the presidential race. We took a look at who Wisconsin voters would most like to see in the White House next year and what issues are most important to them. And we also took a look at some potential head-to-head matchups in the general election. And we are asking you, who did you vote for in the Wisconsin primary election, and why did you vote for that person? What issues were most on your mind? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm also curious, if your preferred candidate doesn't win the nomination, will you still vote in November for your party's eventual nominee? We will be taking a look, by the way, in our next hour at the possibility of a brokered or contested convention, especially for the Republicans. And we'll be asking our guest expert, and we have representatives of all of the active Republican campaigns in Wisconsin. Someone who supports Ted Cruz, someone who supports Donald Trump, someone who supports John Kasich, all joining us in our next hour to talk about whether the nomination should go to the front runner, Donald Trump, or to go to someone else. We'll wonder what you think about that coming up in our next hour. Right now we are talking with Wendy Scattergood, an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere, an associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. And we have another caller. Let's go to Justin in Appleton now. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Joan. Thanks for letting me on.
Yes. Who did you get?
I love your show.
Thank you very much.
I voted for Bernie Sanders just because I find him interesting. I'm an independent by nature. The only problem I find with the election process and or our government as it stands right now is it doesn't matter what candidate we get in between the Senate and the Congress, they're posturing most of their bills or their things don't get through, to the point that Obama had so many things that he tried to get through that didn't get through that he ended up using executive orders to put his worst policies forth. That's where I find the problem to be.
Yeah, because Congress is blocking stuff. That's the problem, Justin.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, I'm not challenging you at all, but that Hillary Clinton says Bernie Sanders' ideas would never get through this Congress. But that doesn't that you still want to vote for him?
Yeah. At this point, I'm pretty independent. I've been watching all of them. I've been watching Trump, and I've been watching Cruz, and I really just don't like Clinton. So, if I'm going Democrat, I'm going for Sanders just because of his nature. He seems to be kind of on the ball in the way he does things.
Yeah. And so if it is Hillary Clinton who gets the nomination and not Sanders, do you know what you would do, Justin?
I would vote Republican.
And you would vote for Donald Trump if he were the nominee then?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
I just outright just listening to and watching Clinton, I just can't stand her.
Interesting. Well, Wendy, let's talk a little bit about this scenario. It's not totally uncommon, is it? Or is it?
No, we actually found when we asked that question of if your nominee wouldn't win, for whom would you vote? And a number of people did say, actually, that they would vote for the candidate. 6% said that they would vote for the other party's candidate. And when we, for example, among the John Kasich voters, when we find a matchup between Cruz and Hillary Clinton, 30% of Kasich voters said that they would vote for Hillary Clinton. And under the Cruz and Bernie Sanders matchup, 36% of Kasich voters said they'd vote for Sanders. So it goes the opposite way, too.
Interesting. What about Sanders voters who say they would vote for Trump? I've actually heard that before, but I'm not sure if our poll reflected that.
Yeah, actually, when I break that down and we look at if the contest were between Trump and Hillary Clinton, 8% of Sanders voters say that they would vote for Trump. And I think what we see there, what we have in common when we ask about some of the issues are some of those ideas of economic populism, that they actually have some of those things in common.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. So, you know, before we go back into our survey results in more detail, I wondered if, I know you've been very preoccupied with the Wisconsin survey results, but any reaction to the wins of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton yesterday in New York? They were considered decisive victories, both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton winning their, I guess, home states of New York. Reaction, and does this change the game in any way?
Well, I think it was pretty expected, as you say, that they're home states, and I know the pre-election polls had been pretty favorable to them, so it's not really that much of a surprising outcome. And to that extent, does it mean then that they have sort of more of, you know, impetus to run further? Is it going to be sort of a bandwagon effect after this? There are a lot of the northeastern states that will vote, and we would expect similar types of outcomes from that. But we still, you know, California can be anybody's game, and I think because it was so expected, it may not have the kind of impact that it may otherwise have if it were sort of a surprise outcome.
Yeah. Well, let's, in fact, we are going to talk in our next hour about whether there's a brokered convention, especially on the Republican side. Does it look likely that at least that we will on the Republican side, Donald Trump nor would have or would not have the required number of delegates?
It looks like, it depends on a lot of the states that are still coming up, but he may get past that all-important post to get the majority. But if he doesn't, then certainly our folks are talking about that they would actually, 51% say that we should nominate somebody else if he doesn't have a majority but wins the most.
Yeah.
And we've seen that in some of the national polls are showing that same thing, although there are a couple that say 52%, for example, in a recent national poll among Republicans said that Donald should win it. But we actually asked that for our folks, too. So among Cruz and Kasich voters, they actually strongly say that it should not go to Trump if he doesn't win it on the first ballot.
More on that in our next hour. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show as we are talking about presidential election preferences during this hour as we release the results of the Wisconsin survey, the Spring 2016 Wisconsin survey. Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television, along with the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute, get together to produce this survey, and we are rolling out the results. This hour, next hour, we'll also be talking tomorrow during 6 and 7 about different issues in the survey, and as will Central Time this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Elkhart Lake is with us. Hello, Mike.
Good morning. I think the Democrats need to understand that Hillary does not have electability with independent candidates or independent voters, and that's what ultimately frustrates me when they start talking about the mass and delegates. Her negatives are higher than anybody's except Donald Trump. So the Democrats need to understand that it doesn't take a Democrat to elect a president. It takes independent voters. And if Hillary is the nominee, I will vote for the Green Party candidate. I will not vote for Hillary as an independent.
All right. And why are you so against Hillary Clinton as an independent, Mike? Why would you for instance, risk Donald Trump winning if your Bernie Sanders doesn't get the nomination?
Because Hillary has baggage. She's not trustworthy, starting from the Whitewater scandal in Arkansas. I mean, it's just you start asking questions about this and that and everything else. She is not she's not a leader. She's basically talking about what, where do I start with Hillary? I mean, she is a negative. She has greater negatives than anybody else.
Yeah, well, what about that, Wendy? Wendy, do Wisconsin voters have a negative impression of Hillary Clinton? Do we also believe she's not trustworthy and the like?
Mm-hmm. When we actually polled in the fall and asked about favorabilities, her, like some of the national polls, that her unfavorability, are quite high. And that happens with a lot of people who are more well-known. Once you have more name recognition, both your favorabilities go up, but also your unfavorability ratings go up. And when we asked about vote choice for the independents, and these are not people that lean Republican or lean Democrat, these are just straight-on independents, Bernie Sanders actually garnered the most votes among them with 20%, and the next highest was Cruz at 14%. Hillary Clinton only had 10% among independents, so I think we're really seeing the caller's views reflected in our data as well.
Let's do some of the head-to-head matchups. Specifically, if it were Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, who would win in Wisconsin?
According to our poll, 46% said that they would vote for Clinton and 34% for Trump. So she has a 12% lead at this point.
Yeah, what about the other Republican candidates with versus Hillary Clinton?
With Ted Cruz, we find that it's very, very close. She only, in our sample, it's only a 1% lead over Cruz, which, of course, is well within the error margin, so we can pretty much say they're a dead heat. And at this point, we didn't ask the matchups with Kasich.
Okay. What about if Bernie Sanders were the Democratic nominee versus the Republican top frontrunners?
Mm-hmm. And he is further ahead amongst them than Hillary is. So in a matchup with Trump, Sanders gets 52% versus 33% for Trump, which is a 19% lead. And then he over Cruz, he's 50% to 40%.
So what does that tell you?
Well, what we're finding when I kind of break it down to find out why there's differences like that, what we're seeing is particularly amongst the other Republican voters, what happens to them when it's not a matchup with their candidate, particularly among the Kasich voters. There's a lot more defecting, if you will. So, for example, in a matchup between Trump and Clinton, 36% of Kasich voters say they'll actually vote for Clinton. So there's a lot more of that going on within the Republican voters than there is amongst the Democratic voters. So they are much more likely to vote for the other Democratic candidate.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Wendy Scattergood, who is with St. Norbert College in De Pere. She's an assistant professor of political science. She's also an associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute and is our analyst for these surveys, these Wisconsin surveys, and we are discussing the results of the spring 2016 Wisconsin survey when it comes to presidential preferences. Who did you vote for in the Wisconsin primary election and why? If your preferred candidate doesn't win the nomination, will you vote in November for your party's eventual nominee? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. What are the issues that are most important to you when casting your ballot for president? John in Madison is with us. Hi, John.
Good morning. Well, Sanders lost to Clinton in New York by about the same percentage that he won here in Wisconsin. And I think this reflects the higher information content of the average voter in Wisconsin versus New York. But obviously, New York's got a greater significance because of their population and representatives. I voted for Sanders in the primary. And one of the key issues, or perhaps the key issue, is getting big money out of politics. And if you look at the percentages, not in this poll, but across the board, 80-90% of both parties, the people that belong to both parties, want to get big money out of politics. And I don't think either Clinton or Trump is going to do it. Hillary has a $2 billion foundation, she and Bill. And 100 out of the $120 million that they're worth has come from speaking fees they've gotten from their fellow oligarchs.
Yeah. So what about the whole Wall Street money and big money in politics issue, Wendy? Do we know much about that from our survey?
Yeah, that definitely came up. It came up a lot among Trump voters that they say that one of the things that they really liked about him, 11% of the people said it was their number one issue, that he's not in the pocket of special interests. But that also came up among Sanders voters. A little bit fewer of them, but 4% said that that was the primary reason why they were voting for him. So that's definitely a part of the mix about why people are voting either for Trump or for Sanders.
Shay on Facebook says, if Bernie Sanders isn't the nominee, I will be voting Republican. Absolutely will not vote for Hillary Clinton. Do not trust her. Well, there's another one from, same as our caller.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly in Darlington. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What are your thoughts?
Good. Something that's never come up on any of your shows, and I listen to your show all the time, is that nothing has ever come up on this. You know, we had 8 very good years with Bill Clinton. And if we elect Hillary Clinton, he will be her number one advisor. And you're going to get 2-for-1. And if you go with Mr. Sanders, you're going to be electing a 75-year-old man. So you better have a good vice president, because he's going to be the one that's going to be doing the job. Because you look back at what that job, that president's job, has done to all these past presidents, and especially Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we didn't ask that, Wendy, but
no, but it actually did come out
in the
open end, where there were a couple people that actually mentioned that 2-for-1. And I remember when we polled in 2008 when she was running, that actually came up a lot during that one, where we asked that exact same question. It was an open-ended about why you think, and a lot of people mentioned that. So I think there's still some of that going on. But, of course, since 2008, she's had more of her own experience as Secretary of State. But I definitely think that's a part of the mix.
Yeah. What I meant about did Bernie Sanders' age come up as a negative for him?
It didn't. We didn't ask directly, like, mm-hmm. why not this person? And so it would have come up probably in the Clinton stuff. And there wasn't a lot of sort of anti-Bernie stuff. I think the Clinton voters are not particularly, they don't have the same sort of anti-Bernie that the Bernie folks have about Clinton.
We will check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. And then when we come back, we'll talk about some of the other issues that are important to us when it comes to our presidential votes, and we'll see we'll see how that's playing out in the presidential race, including we'll talk some about the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court and whether or not the Senate should be holding hearings on President Obama's appointee or nominee. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Wendy Scattergood, who is an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere. She is an associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute and our analyst for the Spring 2016 Wisconsin Survey. And we are talking with her about the results, presidential election preference results. We asked who Wisconsin voters would like to see in the White House next year and what issues are most on their minds. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And I wanted to talk some about the issues that we asked about, Wendy. One of the biggest issues leading up to the presidential race will be the situation with the United States Supreme Court and President Obama's pick of Merrick Garland to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia. So where do Wisconsin voters stand on whether or not the Senate should hold confirmation hearings or not?
The majority think that we actually should do it for Merrick Garland. 54% think that we should, whereas 40% think that we should wait till after the election and hold hearings and vote for the new president's appointee. And so it's not surprising that Democrats and those who voted for Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, were much more supportive of having it now. It's interesting that of the Bernie Sanders voters, that 76% said that we should do it now, but 20% of them actually said we should wait. And then among Republican candidate voters, of Kasich voters, 57% think that we should actually do Merrick Garland and have hearings on him versus 26% of Cruz voters and 23% of Trump voters. So the majority of them saying we should wait.
Yeah. We asked some other issue questions. For example, combating terrorism. What did we learn, for instance, on how Wisconsin voters think the U.S. should be dealing with ISIS, for example?
Right. So we asked them whether we think that the U.S. military response was too aggressive, not aggressive enough, or about right. And what we find is 52% say that it's not aggressive enough. And that's pretty similar to what we find at the national level in those polls as well.
Yeah. So would that favor a Republican? Would that favor Hillary Clinton or what?
Yeah, it actually favors more of the Republicans, and we find among those Republican candidate voters a much stronger percentage even saying that it hasn't been aggressive enough. So, for example, among Trump voters, 86% that said that U.S. military policy has not been aggressive enough, and 83% for Cruz voters. So as that continues to be a salient issue, that certainly favors the Republican candidates.
We also asked about trade issues, and that turned out to be a big issue in some other states, including Michigan, where Bernie Sanders had an upset victory over Hillary Clinton, and a lot of people thought it was because he opposes a lot of these trade pacts, and Hillary Clinton has in the past at least favored many of them. So what do Wisconsin voters think about free trade?
Yeah, 49% think that it hurts the U.S. compared to 22% saying that it helps the U.S. and 16% saying it has no difference. And we definitely see that reflected in people's vote choices, that Clinton voters are much more likely to say that it hasn't made a difference or even that it has helped us, whereas particularly Sanders and Trump voters are much more likely to say it hurt us than the other voters.
Yeah. And gun issues, I know that has been one point of difference between Clinton and Sanders. What about that?
So what we found overall for them, 44% say that we should increase regulations on gun ownership versus 44% same say that we should keep them the same as they are now. And that's a lot more about that is really a Republican versus Democrat versus difference, where Republicans are much more likely to say we should keep them the same as they are now, which is interesting because they aren't saying, which was one of the options, was to actually decrease the regulations. Only 10% said that they felt we should decrease regulations on them.
All right, let's take some more calls. There were other issues, but we're running short on time, so let's go to Christian in Fountain City. Hello, Christian.
Hi, Joy. Thank you for doing the show. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for calling and saying so. What is your question, or what are your thoughts?
Well, first, I just had a comment mostly. I guess I see the primary vote in Wisconsin as a referendum on the Democratic National Committee, you know, more from the Democratic side of things. That's where I'm at. And the DNC has consistently let Wisconsin down with notable lack of support in, say, the recall, the last Kloppenberg election, and now this Kloppenberg election. And Clinton is the chosen candidate. And so I really want to call for female voices to weigh in on Sanders v. Clinton.
I'm sorry, you want female voices to weigh in on Sanders v. Clinton?
Yeah, that's the way. I mean, you know, on the more liberal side, who are they favoring in that primary?
Good question. Wendy, what about the female voters and who they were backing according to our survey?
Yeah, among those who voted Democratic, it actually was equal between Clinton and Bernie Sanders. So, yeah, all this talk about there being sort of this gender bias for Clinton, we didn't find. And when we asked just the whole question, like, who did you vote for, which could be all of the candidates, actually, Cruz came out on top. We had pretty even numbers women are slightly more Democratic than they are Republican in this state, but we do have a lot of Republican women. 37% of women said that they either are Republican or lean Republican, compared to 44% saying female. But, yeah, among the Democrats, it's actually even between Clinton and Sanders.
Yeah, and I was hearing that it's older women are favoring, and older being, I don't know, women in their 50s maybe and beyond, are favoring Clinton, but the younger women are favoring Sanders. Is that about right?
Yes, very much true. So, and we find that overall, as we've been hearing in the national polls, but we found here as well that younger people are substantially more in favor of Bernie Sanders, and that's certainly true of younger women.
Yeah, you found with Republican women, They like Ted Cruz, right?
Yeah, 19% said that they voted for Ted Cruz versus 18% equally for Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. But there definitely is a gender bias against Trump. Only 10% of women said that they voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah. So how much of an impact have the millennials had, especially in the Wisconsin primary, maybe according to our poll?
Yeah, well, what we find is their turnout is still somewhat less than it is for the older folks, but to the extent that they've shown up more in actually the last few elections, we saw this same sort of phenomenon in 2008, where the young people showing up to vote really had made a difference in that election, and that's certainly going to be true in this election, as we have, again, very, very close numbers between Republicans and Democrats, and they're really going to make the difference if they show up on Election Day.
All right, let's go next to Dave in Elroy. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I voted for Bernie Sanders because I think that we urgently, desperately need single-payer health care. I think our private health insurance companies are one of the most evil institutions we have. I found out that you pay into them all your life, and then when you get a serious disease at the end, they become your enemy, not your friend.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dave, if that happened to you. But I know we asked about the Affordable Care Act. Did we ask specifically, Wendy, about single-payer?
Not this time. We had actually asked about that before when we did the healthcare situation, and we asked about that in the fall of 2013. And when we talked about that public option, so we worded that offering federal government insurance similar to Medicare, 70% of all the respondents actually favored that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was there's a lot of support for that, and some of that's partisan. But what we find is that there, when we ask overall, do you support it or not, we find a lot of polarization. Republicans tend to be very against it versus the Democrats. But then when we ask these individual pieces, it's actually much less polarized. We find a lot of support for the individual pieces, and surprisingly for that public option. Although we did say like Medicare, and of course Medicare is actually very popular.
Right. Well, and we did, when we asked about the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. So we use both words.
Right.
We're pretty divided over that.
Right, and we actually find that when we look at strong opposition to it, there's a huge difference between Republicans and Democratic candidates. So among Donald Trump supporters, 56% strongly oppose it. Among Ted Cruz, 55% strongly oppose it. And then when we look at Hillary Clinton voters, only 1% strongly oppose it, and Bernie Sanders only 2%. And those probably are the folks that we also, looking at other issues and in their open-ended responses, are actually probably people who voted for Clinton or Bernie Sanders, not because they're supporters of them, but to try to mess with the Democratic.
Yeah. Carol on Facebook says, why do I often hear that Hillary isn't trustworthy? What is this based on? Or is it just the result of 20 years of repetitive Republican messaging? I don't know, Wendy, if you have a brief response to that.
Sure. I think we've seen that all along, even since 2008, that because there are a lot of the issues, as the caller earlier talked about, from Whitewater on, and then certainly the Benghazi hearings, and then with the computer systems, I think we are hearing a lot of that. And if, you know, that the computer issue is still ongoing, and if that comes out in the fall, if she wins the nomination, that could really, really hurt her.
Yeah. Well, we, as mentioned, we'll be talking about more survey results in our next hour. We'll let Wendy go for this next hour. We touched on it, the brokered convention possibility. And tomorrow you'll join us again, Wendy. We will talk about the most important problems facing the state of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
So Wendy Scattergood will join us again tomorrow between 6 and 7. Wendy Scattergood is an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere, an associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. We are releasing the results of the Spring 2016 Wisconsin Survey, and you can look at the survey results on WPR.org, or we have posted them on the Dwight Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network.